Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about getting ready for the Washington County Fair. We are now less than a month until the Washington County Fair, which is almost hard to believe for me. What is going on now to get ready for everything?
The Extension office is definitely buzzing as far as finalizing all of our judges and preparing ribbons and trophies and show orders. And all of our members have a big deadline on July 1st where they register for all of the different livestock classes. And a lot of our special registration projects are already in, like surprise design or communications events and clothing events. So we're coordinating all of those different activities and schedules and just getting excited of ironing out all the details, preparing all the supplies. We have lots and lots of piles and boxes, and this is for this day and this is for this event. So it's fun to be getting closer and getting those things ready and seeing it all come to order. The kids are busy working on their projects as well, practicing their speeches, whatever it might be. We've got a lot of people coming in to get their materials and their forms and preparing those projects.
And one thing that's returning to the fair this year that wasn't able to be there last year are the poultry exhibits. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you're hearing from the students?
I know they're excited to be able to bring projects again this year. We have the special class each of the year called the Standardized Production Broilers, where we order 12 chicks for the kids who are in this class, and they raise all 12 and bring the best growing, fastest, most look-alike 3 to the fair. And so we had all of those chicks here a couple weeks ago, and the 4-H'ers were definitely excited to take their box home and get that project rolling. So we are excited. It adds another species back to the fair, so I know that we will, you know, continue to find a place for everything and everybody who wants to be here. But yeah, we are excited that the health situation has worked out for poultry and these kids.
And there are ways for community members to also submit some things to the fair, whether it's photography or I know that I've seen some pretty big vegetables in the past. Can you highlight some of those categories?
We do have some outstanding volunteers working for the fair board who coordinate the open class exhibits, and those are judged on Monday, July 18th of the fair. I do know that, and they pretty much have every class you can imagine, from bread to cakes to quilts to flower arrangements to absolutely everything. I think in the fair book there's 10 plus pages of all the different classes, and so if you have questions about that, you can see our fair book online, or we can also connect you to some of the volunteers who are helping with that.
And if people are interested in learning more about 4-H, is the fair a good time to stop out and see what's going on?
It's the perfect time to see 4-H'ers highlighting, you know, what they've been working on or their different goals for the entire year. It's a fun time where you get to see all of Washington County 4-H together, you know, just having fun and showcasing all of their projects together. A lot of times you'll see really unique friendships that this is the one time a year where they get to be together and hang out all day and take care of animals and kind of support each other and all the different shows going on. And we just have over 1,000 projects in our building as well that they can see the variety of projects that our 4-H'ers are coming up with, so creative and showcasing a lot of things. Just you can even learn a lot just coming to look at the projects too. So not just about 4-H, but about all the projects these kids are exploring. So yeah, it's a great place to see, you know, kind of that exciting showcasing time for these members.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amy Green, Director of 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.